for me, daddy.
What you looking at?
Let me see your jewel.
Let you see my what?
Yeah, your jewel.
Rob the vape store, tell them get me a jewel.
Oh, there we go. That sounds healthy.
Oh, my God.
Liv the Web Girl, if you're new to the Joe and Alex show, has a boyfriend, and we're really happy for her. He seems to be like a good guy, because we are tough on these guys that she dates. And his name is Jewel Daddy. And apparently, there has been a big milestone reached in your relationship, and we're just now finding out about it. I guess it already happened. So, our guess was that, hey, you're pregnant, which, by the way,
no,
congratulations.
That was not our guess.
Yeah, that was like no one's guess besides yours.
So you're not pregnant?
Nope.
Okay, then what is your big announcement that you haven't told anybody?
Oh my gosh. We have said that I love you to each other. We've said the L word to each other.
Oh my gosh. There's
I
love in the
hate
air.
You guys so much.
Why when, do you hate us?
When did this happen?
It makes me feel uncomfortable. This happened, honestly, like a couple months ago.
I'm so pissed.
Get out.
I'm so pissed.
Maybe just a month ago.
Liv, why have you not told us? And let me just tell you, the reason that we're even having this conversation is not because Liv was forthcoming with the information. It was because randomly I just asked her in conversation. I was like, oh, have you and Jewel Daddy said I love you yet? And she's like, yeah. I was like, wait a minute.
I know.
So then I told her she wasn't allowed to tell us the story until right this moment. So yeah, you have to tell us the whole story of how it happened and who said it first and all that stuff. But I'm so mad at you for not telling us this when it happened.
Hold on. We're not mad at you. We're disappointed.
I am so uncomfortable right now, by the way.
Why?
Here's the thing. I have never said this to someone this quickly before, ever in my life.
So that's why you're feeling uncomfortable?
Yes, I guess so, because it's so weird to me and it's so new to me, kind of. And I don't know if it's just because I'm older.
Maybe you're regretting saying it if you're feeling weird about it.
Okay, now you're trying to stir the pot.
Now she's just trying to make you feel bad.
I don't regret saying it at all. Here's the thing. It makes me nervous because I've never felt this way before about a guy, and he's probably the most serious relationship I've ever been in. But it
why
only,
do you say that?
Just the things that we talk about, and I feel like the kind of like connection that I have with him on every level, like emotional, playful, like it's just I feel more connected to him and more. I see more of a future with him than I have any other partner, and I know who I am as a person more now than I ever have in my entire life. So I feel so much more comfortable with him, and I am who I am now, which I think the only other like really serious relationship that I really saw a future with was back in college. And I had no idea who I was as a person then. So when that ended, I was devastated. But even a couple months after, I was still just so lost as a person.
What kinds of serious conversations were you guys having? Like talking about the future?
Like what do you want for dinner tonight?
Yeah. What kind of jewel pods do you want? No, I'm just kidding. We've kind of talked about the future. Not really. We've just kind of like hinted at things. And also like he just knows literally every single aspect of my life and like who I am as a person and what I value and why I value these things. Things and
that's
like
good.
Very hard things that I've been through.
So who said it first?
So yeah, I feel like he's gonna kill me. So he said it first.
Okay.
And right when he first said it, I didn't say it back at first, but then like a day later, maybe like later that night, I said it.
How did he say it though? Like where were you? What was the
experience? We were in my apartment and we were talking about things and we were talking about like our relationship because I don't know, probably listeners don't know this, but there was like a little bit of time where I thought that I might be moving away from Indy. So
you
we
still
started,
might have to if you keep on not telling us stuff.
Shut up. But so I thought I was moving away from Indy. And I think this is when I kind of realized that like how much I deeply cared for him when I told Jewel Daddy about it because we were just talking at the time. I started crying, which is like the most embarrassing thing in the entire
That's
world.
That's not embarrassing.
It shows how vulnerable you are. That's good.
I don't like to be vulnerable and I'm not like a big like on emotions person. And so I just like it was just wild to me that I felt this way so quickly. And so then I mean, this was like probably a 3-week thing where I thought I was possibly moving. And he was just kind of like, look, I feel like I have to tell you this because I don't want to regret not saying it. And he was like, but honestly, like, I think I do love you.
Oh, that's
and
so cute.
I know. I'm like, it was amazing. And I think, and I felt it too at that moment, but I think it just scared me so much because it was so freaking quick. But I eventually ended up telling him that. And I guess that's the reason why I didn't tell you guys was because I was like, people are going to think I'm absolutely like crazy.
I don't think so. Everyone has a different story.
Like when he said, I love you, were you thinking like around that timeline or maybe a few days before, like, could you have said the same thing to him? Like, could you have said, I love you first?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. It was because those are awkward situations where it's like, Liv, I love you. And you're like, I love pizza. Like,
yeah,
it's
I just kissed him in that moment because I was happy he said it. And like, I guess I didn't want to say it because I just thought I was just like, this is so, so crazy. And I think I first realized how much I cared about him and the way I felt when I told him I could possibly be moving. And I started crying because I've never, ever in my last relationship, when I found out I was moving, I was like so excited.
I put a new picture of you guys up on Instagram. If you don't know what Jewel Daddy and Liv the Web Girl look like, you can see at Joe and Alex Show, and then you can tell them congratulations.
Oh, you guys are so cute.
Oh, my God.
You guys need to get married and have some good-looking babies.
Don't say the M word. Take
sorry.
It easy,
okay.
Joe.
All right, my bad.
Babe for me, Daddy.
What you looking at?
Let me see your jewel.
Let you see my what?
Yeah, your jewel. Yeah, your jewel.
Rob the vape store. Tell them, give me a jewel.